Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, well, that means you're a highly intelligent individual. You know that. I've told you that for a long time, and I know being part of what we do here is like a dream come true for you. It surely it is, because I know it is for me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and take advantage of all the free resources that are there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and they're all made available to you thanks in large part to our outstanding corporate partners, and you'll find them there as well. Another person that I'm pretty grateful for is Hector Barreto, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He's my friend, and whether you realize it or not, if you're a small business owner or want to be, he's your friend. If you work for a small business, he's your friend. And he's our good friend, as I said. Hector, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Mr. Administrator. And I know you've been awfully busy, but we got a lot of stuff coming up next week. I'm going to be back in Washington, D.C. for the ninth year in a row helping the SBA celebrate Small Business Week. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, can't wait to have you, Jim. I'll tell you, you've been a great contributor to this event ever since I've been here. This is the fifth year in a row. We're going to have Small Business Week next week. And, of course, you know, that's 1 week a year the President of the United States declares the week to acknowledge and honor small businesses. So, of course, we're going to be giving out a bunch of awards. We're going to give Small Business of the Year awards for every state. We're going to have some special awards for disaster awards, people that have gone through the disaster, and we're going to have some procurement awards and lenders awards, and we're going to be doing this over a period of 2 days, and I know you're going to be having a big part in the procurement awards luncheon on Wednesday,
right.
And I don't know if I told you or not, but besides the fact that you're going to help us to host that event, we have the Secretary of Commerce of the United States, Carlos Gutierrez, going to be our keynote speaker. And
right.
Tom Donahue, the President of the U.S. Chamber, is also
right.
going to come by. So that's going to be a great event. And then on Thursday, we're going to have the Phoenix Awards Breakfast. And, of course, you know that's a very special event. We're going to have a very special guest. Can't say who it is yet, but
right.
very, very special guest for the that morning breakfast. And then, of course, that day, we'll have the luncheon where we actually physically give the awards to all of the Small Businesses of the Year from every state, and of course we'll announce the Small Business Person of the Year and the runners-up at that event as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to all of those things, and thank you for allowing me to participate and contribute to that next week. I'm looking forward to the part I'm going to play on Wednesday, and I can't wait to see the very special guest again on Thursday. I hope that works out for everybody. But those winners, Hector, these are people, the runners up, and not even the ones who win the Small Business Person of the Year and the runners up, all of the 50 state winners. They, when I've seen them over the years, walking around that event, their eyes are beaming. They're so proud to be in their nation's capital. They're so proud of themselves. They're so proud to have been recognized. It's just like. It reminds me of, you know, little kids going to the first grade for the first time. They're so excited.
Well, they're the best of the best. And remember, these guys are champions. I mean, they're the Small Business of the Year from their state. That's a huge honor just by itself. But they're deserving of it. And, of course, you know from interviewing these folks, they've got some incredible stories. And they're very inspirational and great role models for the other small businesses.
You know, you're exactly right. And I am... It always amazes me. I don't know why, but it continues to amaze me, the spirit, the level of spirit that these small business owners pull out of themselves and give back to their employees and to their customers. But, I've interviewed hundreds of these folks over the years, and one thing that they all say that's as common to every single interview that I've ever done. Every one of them, now, folks, I mean this without exception, every one of them talks about the importance of giving back to the community. And I've determined, Hector, that that's one of the secrets to success.
I agree with you 100%. You know, something that I say all the time is none of us do anything by ourselves. We usually do it because a lot of other folks have helped us, have tutored us, mentored us, supported us. And these folks understand that lesson, and they're giving back to the community that's given so much to them. And, you know, it's that old saying, you know, if you give it away, it'll come back to you a hundredfold.
Right. Ecclesiastes, I think that's chapter 11. Hey, Mr. Minister, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with the best friend small business ever had, Administrator Hector Barreto of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I think a lot of you, too. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Hector Barreto, the Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And, Mr. Administrator, I want to say something to you that you may know this, but I don't think I've ever said it. I know I haven't said it exactly this way on the show. I know I have said in the past, in passing, when you've talked about the SBA's loan guarantee programs and all the things that the SBA does for small businesses, I have said something like, I'm a recipient of that. I've availed myself of those things. But I don't think I've ever said it this way, and I do want to say it because I think it's important. There was a time in my career a few years ago when I needed a little bit of help. I needed a little bit of a leg up. I had what I needed except for I needed another person, somebody else to sort of vouch for me a little bit. And that turned out to be an SBA loan guarantee. And I want to tell you, Mr. Administrator, if it weren't for that little bit of a leg up, that little bit of a vouching that the SBA did for me several years ago, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Boy,
and because of that, and because of my, and on behalf of my employees, on behalf of our customers, the people that I think we've done some pretty good things for, and on behalf of our listeners, which I'd like to think that we help out as often as we can, and the people who visit our website, on behalf of all those folks, I want to thank you for what the SBA did for my organization.
Jim, thank you. I didn't realize that, and I appreciate you telling me that. I mean, one of the best parts of my job as I travel around the country is to have small business people come up to me and tell me those kinds of things. And, of course, it just fills me with so much pride for this organization. But what I also tell them, I say, you know what? The SBA has had great people working for it and great partners for the last 53 years, and that's why we've been able to do those things. And I always tell them, I will pass that on to the people that work at the SBA because they love to hear those stories.
Well, and I want to go back to what you just said about those people. I have been now associated with the SBA in terms of the headquarters of the operation in Washington, D.C., and the field operation now for about 9 years, and I've met the appointees from two different administrations, one Democrat, one Republican, have worked with them, and I've met lots and lots of the career folks, the people who are with the SBA regardless of what administration is in the White House. And you're exactly right. Everybody that I've met has been top shelf. But I got to say, the career people, year after year, keep on giving. They work with lots of different folks, lots of different political persuasions. And I continue to be impressed with them.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself, Jim. And, the folks that are here, they're passionate about the work that they do. I say all the time that these are very talented individuals that could be doing a lot of other things,
yep,
but they choose to work at the SBA because they love small business so much.
Well, and that comes across. There's no question about it. That comes across. And now over the years, I've gotten to know many of them out in the country. Folks, the people I'm talking about are not just in Washington. They're in Kansas City, and they're in Seattle, and they're in Dallas, and Nashville. It's Birmingham and Orlando. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yes, they are.
And they all have the same attitude. I've never met, and I mean this, Mr. Administrator, I've never met an SBA person with a bad attitude.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We're going to keep working on that, make sure that that continues. You know, they're good folks, but they need to hear that. They need to hear how much they're appreciated, because that just fuels them to even do more.
Well, let's talk about another program that was your brainchild. You basically birthed this baby, and I really love this program, and I like talking about it. And that's the Business Matchmaking Program. What's coming up?
Well, thank you for saying that, Jim. Business Matchmaking, as you know, this is our third year that we're doing it. We've set over 30,000 of these one-on-one appointments between small businesses and the buyers of every federal agency, a lot of Fortune 500 companies. Millions of dollars worth of contracts have been generated because of it. And, of course, all this information is always available at businessmatchmaking.com, or you can just go to sba.gov and hit Business Matchmaking. But we've got three more major matchmakers to do in the country. And, of course, there's a lot of smaller matchmaking activities that happen in the 70 district offices. But the schedule is online, and we're going to be going to Houston, Texas. That's going to be in a few months. Then we're going to be in September. We're going to be in Philadelphia. And then we're going to end up the year, I believe, in November in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So three great opportunities for your listeners to take advantage of this great program.
How's the online matchmaking working out?
Well, it's going good, and we're sharing a lot of information with folks. We've had these pilots going for a while now, and we're collecting all the
information. If you can't make the big events, you can go online and do it.
That's right. You can do online. Of course, now remember that the online is available right now in about five different markets, but our intention is to make this nationwide before the end of the year.
You know, Mr. Missionary, we're going to a break in a minute, and folks, a couple of things before we go. I mentioned a minute ago about my own personal experience with the SBA. If you need a leg up, if you need somebody to vouch for you, you know that you've got to have a certain amount of critical mass of your own. You got to bring something to the table in order to be vouched for, so to speak. But I encourage you to talk to your banker. If you're not getting as much as you need from your banker, and you need a little bit more working capital, you need to buy a building or buy some inventory or equipment or whatever, I encourage you to ask your banker about the role that the SBA could play in that. And I think you might be surprised at what you'll find. Also, as we go to the break, folks, there's a hearing tomorrow. Senator Coburn of Oklahoma is holding a hearing tomorrow. You heard me talk about it a little bit earlier in the week, and I wanted the administrator to remark about that, to comment on that, I should say. And right after the next break, we're going to do that. You don't want to miss this. This is Small Business Public Service Meeting Politics. And it's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Getting what I need.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day. And we've got Hector Barreto, the administrator of the SBA, the Small Business Administration, with us. And, Mr. Administrator, there's an event coming up tomorrow. It's a hearing by Senator Coburn, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. And would you give us a little background on that hearing and what gave rise to it and what's going to be happening?
Well, you know, I think it's hearing season right now. I did three hearings in the last 3 weeks with our Appropriations Committee, with our Oversight Committee, and Senator Coburn has a subcommittee, and what we're going to be talking to him about is our agency's financial management. He wants to get more information on how our capital access programs work, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. I think there's some other witnesses that are going to be there as well, but this is part of our normal protocol, and whenever we can and whenever the Senate or the House ask us to come up and visit with them on how our programs are working, we're always glad to do it.
Well, I'm going to say something, Mr. Administrator, and I hope you don't mind the way I'm going to say this, but I've just got to get it off my chest. I'm very distressed at the way the SBA has been somewhat tarred and feathered in the press by Democrats, by some what I consider to be wobbly Republicans. And you've been attacked and unjustifiably, in my opinion, and you've gotten connected to the Katrina disaster, totally unjustified, in my opinion. And I just want to say on national radio and international internet that I think that you've taken a bad rap, and the SBA has. You guys do a lot of good work, and it wasn't your fault. that you know that there was a hurricane and that some people dropped the ball. But I think what's happened is the other people have headed for the hills. You're still out there doing the work, and so you're just taking the shot. And that's
Jimmy, how I feel
about it, and I just wanted to get that off my chest.
I tell you, friend, I truly appreciate you saying that. I'll tell you, the positive news is that we did almost $8 billion worth of loans. Now, remember,
But that doesn't get in the paper.
I know. But that's why it's so important for me to talk to you, because I know that you'll help me get the word out. $8 billion worth of loans.
Well, it's just the proof. We just need to get the truth out.
Yeah. And that's twice as much as ever been done in history before.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the only thing that I'm concerned about, I'm not worried so much about myself, but whenever the folks at the SBA are being denigrated or the reputation of the agency.
They're good people. It's not good for their morale.
No, and I think in the long run it hurts the agency, and so we're going to keep doing our job. We're going to work hard like we always do, and we're going to get through this. And I appreciate your words, especially as a former SBA customer, that means the world to me.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Administrator, to me this is an example of where good public service, and I know these folks, ladies and gentlemen, I know their faces, I know the names of some of their children. These are good people. And this is where excellent, dedicated, selfless public service meets the ugliness of politics. That's what some of this stuff is going on. And that's just my opinion, Mr. Administrator. One of the things I wanted to say, though, and you, I just told you this a little bit earlier on, you didn't know this. Tomorrow in this slot, Senator Coburn, it looks like we're going to get Senator Coburn and our friend Terry Neese, who is one of his Oklahoma constituents, on this show in this slot to talk about that hearing.
Well, I'll tell you, that's exciting, and I'm definitely going to be tuning in. I'll look forward to hearing that, and of course, I'll be with them later in the afternoon for the hearing. So,
I'm going to be respectful to the senator, but I'm going to take him to task and I'm going to make sure that when he shows up to the hearing tomorrow, that he's got both sides of the issue in his mind. Why in the minute we got left, Mr. Administrator? Why in the world is the SBA even involved in disaster relief?
Well, I tell you,
did somebody way back not show up and they got volunteered?
Well, in 1953, when they started the Small Business Administration, they collapsed a lot of loan programs together, and that was just one of the ones that we inherited. A lot of times people forget that we do home loans, and we even do loans for renters whenever there's a disaster. And,
right.
And Jim, I don't know if you knew this or not, but we've processed almost 400,000 applications for this SBA disaster assistance.
Wow.
90% of them are not from small businesses. They're from homeowners and renters.
Yeah. Well, when I'm president, I'm going to pull that part out of the SBA requirement so you guys can work on some other stuff, some small business stuff. Mr. Administrator, the website is sba.gov. They can find out more about the big event next week, right?
Absolutely.
And thank you for all you do for small business.
Jim, you're the best. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, friend.
See you next week. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Bye-bye.
Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and he'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.